So that was interesting earlier, I mean. Oh, no, I, that wasn't like a bitchy comment. I just mean, I like your friends. Come on, you know I do. I always have so much fun when I hang out with you guys. It's just, I've been thinking about it, and I mean, they have no idea, do they? Like what you're into. You guys, you all talk about sex constantly, and you make all these jokes, which I guess is what guys do when they get together, maybe? I don't know, but all of the jokes were all generic? Is that the word I want? Like, they don't know anything about what you're into, you know? And my friends, I mean, you've hung out with my friends, you've heard us talk about sex. My friends, I don't give them a play-by-play or anything. I don't even really give them any, like, explicit details. But they know the gist of what I'm into, sex-wise, you know? They know I like my strap-ons. They know I like my boys and my girls. Equal opportunity player here. They know I like them sweet and submissive. And so if we'd been with my friends tonight, and I'd made that daddy joke like I made in front of your friends, well, my friends, they wouldn't have started teasing you about being my daddy. They'd have known immediately who the real daddy in this relationship is. But not your friends. They have no idea. They don't even suspect. They think that because I'm the girl and you're the guy, that of course you're the daddy, if anyone's the daddy here. No. Stay where you are. Right there, like that. Facing away from me. Always my little spoon in bed, aren't you? Gets you so hot, doesn't it? When I snuggle up against your back like this, and wrap my arms around you, kiss your neck, whisper in your ear, and, of course, when I press my mound right up against your ass, just like that, and give it a little shimmy, so I'm nestled right up there between your ass cheeks. So if I were wearing my strap on right now, my cock would be right up against your little hole. If we weren't wearing underwear, of course. Such a slut for daddy, aren't you? Look at you. I'm wearing a tank top and panties. You're still wearing your shorts. I'm not wearing a harness. No strap on. You know I'm not gonna fuck you like this. But look at you, the way you're rocking against me right now. Doesn't matter that your head knows it isn't happening. That body of yours wants it. Your body wants daddy's cock so bad right now, doesn't it? Tell me all about it. Say, daddy, I want your cock so bad. Go on, tell me. I know you do, sweet boy. But do you think you deserve it? I mean, a matter of hours ago, you were happily going along with the joke that you're the daddy here. Is that the sort of good, honest behavior I should be rewarding as your daddy? Of course not. That's the sort of bad behavior that earns you days of nothing up your ass. No fingers, no toys, no cock, nothing. Oh, I know. Calm down. You poor thing. Daddy's so mean, isn't she? Withholding her cock when you're lying here, right now, rubbing up against me, just like a whore in heat. Look at you. Look at you right now. Begging me without saying a single word for a good, hard fucking of that tight little ass of yours. Yeah, if your friends could see you right now. Daddy's needy little slut. Tell me all about it. Tell me what a needy slut you are for Daddy. Go on. Oh, good boy. You're such a good boy. You sound so sweet when you want something. So sweet. And so sexy. You might have been a naughty boy earlier, but right now, you're doing something very good for Daddy. You know what that is? You're turning Daddy on. Oh, no, stay still. I know I'm moving. Just give me a second and I'll be right back. There we go. Open your mouth. That's it. And I'm gonna put my finger in and you're gonna give it a little suck. That's right. You taste that? You made Daddy's cunt so wet with all your slutty little squirming around just like a needy little whore begging for my strap. And now you're trying so hard to gag yourself on my finger. Even bigger slut than you were acting like just a second ago. Oh, sweet thing. Is that how bad you need to be fucked? Doesn't even matter which end it is, as long as one hole gets filled, huh? No, that's not how it's gonna go tonight. I'll take my finger back now, thanks very much. What did I tell you? No fingers, no toys, no cock, nothing. For you. But just because you've been a bad boy doesn't mean Daddy should punish herself now, does it? Stay there. Daddy's gonna get a little bit closer. And then I'm gonna use your ass. Just not the way you want me to, but the way that I want to. Oh, that's it. Hold nice and still for me. It feels so good. You feel so good. Your ass. Right up against me like that. Staying there like a good boy. That's it. Keep staying still. Daddy, rub against your ass. Let me rub my clit right against your ass. Oh, so good. Being so good for Daddy. Even when you've been a bad boy, you can still make me feel good. Such a good boy. Such a good, good little daddy's boy. My sweet little slut. That's it. Say you're mine. Tell daddy you're her sweet little slut. Yeah, yes, you are my good boy. Oh, my good slut. Beg for it. Beg for daddy to come on your ass. Yeah, just like that. Beg. Come on. Good boy. You're so good for me. No, not that good. No cock for you tonight, even still. But if you keep up this squirming and your slutty little begging, Daddy might be persuaded to rub off on your ass one more time, maybe a few more times, before we sleep. How about that? And get squirming and begging.